This is Ozarks at Large. The end of plastic bag collection at a local recycling facility is the latest fallout from new recyclables restrictions enacted by China this year. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek tells us more about why the Rogers Recycling Facility is no longer taking plastic bags.
Rogers Recycling Center Superintendent Gerald Haley says they had to stop taking plastic bags about a month ago.
We got a call from the people that we sell our bags to, and they told us that they wouldn't be able to accept them anymore, that they didn't have a market for them. So we searched around for some other markets, but with the overseas regulations going on right now, there's most of the domestic markets are flooded with material. So they've just stopped accepting them.
Haley says when the plastic bags would leave their facility, they would go to a broker who would then find the best market for the material. For plastic bags, Haley says that's typically China, the largest manufacturing nation in the world, which also makes it the largest consumer of recyclables. But Haley says a lot has changed since 2013, when China launched its first customs program called Green Fence, which aimed to reduce waste imports and contamination in recyclables.
China realized they had a problem with the contamination coming into their country, so they started the Green Fence program, which was phase one of reducing and eliminating this trash problem that they have. They had a couple regulations that they enacted. So whenever material was coming in, it would be inspected at the ports. If there was deemed an unnecessary amount of contamination, it would be returned.
Under another program called National Sword that went into effect this year, China banned the import of 24 varieties of solid waste and recyclables, including mixed paper, plastics number 3 through 7, and other materials commonly collected by U.S. recycling programs. It also imposed a 0.5% contaminant limit for recyclables not covered by the ban. A typical recycling facility in the U.S. can achieve a contaminant rate of 3 to 5%. The latest phase of restrictions is called Blue Sky, a 10-month-long program that focuses on what China refers to as special actions against foreign garbage smuggling. Finally, in April, China announced it would ban an additional 16 categories of recyclables by the end of this year and another 16 in next year. Gerald Haley says all these new restrictions have created a glut of materials like plastic bags.
So whenever China stopped accepting this material, all of our domestic markets were flooded with the material that was being exported. Now that those markets are flooded, they can be as picky as they want to be. If there's a little bit of contamination, they can reject that load. And when loads are rejected, it's up to the whoever sold that material to cover the cost of returning and landfilling that material.
And Haley says there's another problem with plastic bags.
There's two different kinds of plastic bags. There's HD and LD. And there's not a way you could just look at a bag and say, you know, this is one or the other. So whenever it comes here, we don't have the ability to sort each kind out.
The bags are labeled, but Haley says looking for that information on every single plastic bag is not something they can handle at the Rogers facility. In the meantime, Haley says the best thing residents can do is go to reusable bags or reuse the plastic bags they already have.
We're still looking for, you know, a responsible end market for these plastic bags. We don't see anything in the foreseeable future, but we're going to keep working on that. And as long as they're is somebody that can responsibly recycle this material, then we'll open that back up to our residents.
Despite the multitude of new regulations, U.S. recycling programs mandate the collection of many recyclables covered by the China ban. Haley says, at least at the recycling center, they can achieve less contaminated recyclables than the single-stream curbside pickup because the items have to be immediately sorted into bins by residents.
So we're not really affected by some of the other items in the National Sword and the Green Fence program. But some curbside facilities will be affected in the future with number one and number two plastics and how they, you know, the market value of them.
Haley's best advice to anyone who uses either method of recycling is this.
So I think the best thing that residents can do whenever they decide they want to recycle is get a hold of the company that you're recycling through or look on their websites and find out what they recycle, figure out what their contamination is. You don't want to be putting plastic bags in their bin if they don't accept them. You don't want to put glass in the bins if they don't accept that.
And Haley adds there are still several retailers like Walmart and Lowe's that will take plastic bags for recycling. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Other countries like Thailand, Vietnam, and Indonesia are imposing their own restrictions on imported recyclables. And while there are alternative markets, they're often expensive and difficult to reach and don't have the capacity to replace China.